I saw one bull killed, but I never had the heart. So I knew when I'd go, I'd stand up and I'd have my back to it. But I love the music and I love the crowd, and there's a lot that you can see that's in. A lot of people are saying Spain is marvelous. This is all old pictures of Brownsville. This again, that street. Here's again Elizabeth Street. Here's a palm. Trying to find a. I don't know what I started looking.
No.
Here are the soldiers leaving town.
What are these? I mean,
Oh, these are oxen. You have to look for an oxen. I don't know.
Did they
it's
have?
It's a male. It's an oxen. And you see that? See that has like bamboo. You know what bamboo is?
Yes, ma'am.
And that.
The little carts
made
of it.
And they use oxen a lot.
What's this thing holding the oxen together here? This long board here.
Well, it goes here.
Around the necks?
Uh-huh. I don't know what you call it. See it?
Well, there's two of them. Now, I've heard of something like a yoke or something.
Yoke.
Is that what it is?
That is Y-O-K-E. Mm-hmm.
So you'd say a yoke of oxen?
Mm-hmm.
Or
this is a battle of Matamoros. The women were fighting.
The women were fighting?
Mm-hmm.
They've got machine guns.
The Easter forces.
What were they fighting?
Among themselves.
For what?
Well, they just wanted to get... That's a typical Mexican couple. Oh, they just wanted to get possession of Matamoros. And, oh, I don't know how many wounded they brought in.
Women? Just the women were fighting?
No, oh, no, no. They lined up at the market. Of course, now that market burned down a few years ago and they built a new one. But the market on one side was peppered with bullet holes, and they lined up, I think, 16 or 18 boys at the age of 14 and 16 and just shot them down in cold blood. I went over there and saw the afterwards. I didn't see the, but I saw the marks of it.
Why did they do that?
Well, they were fighting against, they were fighting the, among themselves.
Was that during the Mexican Revolution?
Yeah, the Villistas and the Carrancistas. You remember the General Carranza? And, we had trouble along the border here. Now, this is a home that they lived in Brownsville.
That's certainly a
beautiful home to be raised.
Oh, they tore it down?
Oh, yes, because no matter, we didn't want it. It needed a lot of repair work and painting, and this was the fireplaces in every room. No, this was in the living room, but in every room, they had this from here down, a lovely mantel, but no mirror, and this was a stairway.
These are amazing pictures.
It's out in the old cemetery in Matamoros.
Did they ever call a cemetery anything else?
Graveyard.
Is that the same thing?
G-R-A-D. Mm-hmm. Graveyard, yeah.
So they're making, there's no
difference. Now this is cute. The independent, the independiente, that's independent, idea of civic improvement. This closet, used by city employees, this is Brown, is one of the few located on the banks of the lake from which water was pumped by the city administration for use by the people of Brownsville without warning to the people. Unsanitary.
This type, there was no plumbing here, I don't suppose.
No.
So what did you call that?
It's called a water closet. In fact, I had one out here in the yard for the help, because then you wouldn't allow a servant of yours to go and use your bathroom.
Now, did you ever call, do they call anything besides water closets? Any, do you ever hear them calling?
No. But in later years, the Mexicans would call it cuarto de baño. But baño means to bathe, but I think they gave it. This was it. We sold this set. My father died in this bed.
That is a beautiful bed. It looks like... What?
I'll tell you the interesting story about
this.
I've
never seen a bed like that.
And here's a wardrobe and a dressing little table.
Looks like a bed for a king.
If I could have sent that advertising in Houston, I'd have gotten $2,000 for it. But a very dear friend in Brown that bought it for her son, who was tall, And she gave us $500, and $500 was a lot of money then. So we just decided that, go ahead and...
So this was your father's bed?
Yeah, in the bedroom. They had down there in that
Where
bedroom.
Did furniture like this come from? I mean,
and it used to come by boat to Mexico. It came from France. It's French furniture.
So it was old then, I suppose.
Yeah, I imagine so. This is the wardrobe.
So so your father imported French antiques for their house.
That's amazing. That's beautiful. It really is.
Now I'll tell you the sad story about that house.